I'm not being funny, but as a short girl, I very rarely feel my feet touch the floor.
Yeah.
Why'd you say yeah? You can't relate to that, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've known you for like 11 years and worked with you for 8 or 9.
My feet
so your feet just dangle.
They dangle. Get
that's
in someone's
okay.
car, they dangle.
They dangle.
Do you know, sit down at the doctor's office, they dangle.
But do you know what? That is culturally acceptable. It's not okay for a man to be that short. I mean, it is. It's not a view of mine. Okay. It is okay. But as in society would say, if you're a man and your feet were always dangling,
yeah.
That's a bit strange. But as a woman...
Yeah. It's all right.
It's okay.
Isn't it sad, though, that like short women get it easier than short men?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're a short guy,
it's devastating.
Suddenly you've got to find a partner shorter than you. Is that
yeah.
true?
Well, that's what society would have you believe.
Yeah.
But that...
Actually, no, there's a... You lost your sticker.
It's stuck to my
We've
hand.
Got these like markers of where we're meant to sit to make sure it's all okay. And they just keep coming off. So we'll see how this
yeah,
turns
hopefully.
Out. Do you know what's nice though? You've got people that break the stereotype. There's a girl that yeah. comes up on my Explore page and she's really tall and
yeah.
her partner is really short. And
okay.
she's just like, we just own it.
Yeah.
And
is she a blonde influencer?
I think so, yeah.
She used to live around the corner from me because me and Lucy, my housemate,
yeah.
would see her when we were walking on the common and she'd be like, that's, she's an influencer and she's
really,
really tall. And I think did she's you, now moved to Surrey or something.
Did you notice her because she was with her shorter partner or did you just notice her because she's famous?
Lucy noticed her because she was famous. And
oh,
then
okay.
I was like, gosh, she's tall and her boyfriend's tiny.
But like the point is that they rock it. But
yeah.
You know what society tells us, like you can't.
Yeah.
Like I don't think Atch would have chosen me if I was like really tall.
Yeah.
I'm like, isn't that funny? We probably wouldn't be together.
Isn't
that
weird?
Sad?
And you can be compatible on so many levels.
Yeah.
Yet something as different as height,
yeah.
like something as inane and stupid as height,
yeah.
could mean that you don't get
yeah.
together.
Like we might not have even started talking.
Yeah.
Because he'd have been like, well, she's out of my league.
Well,
she's too tall.
It's really good that you're a spokeswoman for the short community. I think you should speak up for men and women.
Thank you. As a spokesperson of the short community,
yeah.
A few things. Standing on stools.
Yeah.
You know when you get in the kitchen, you stand on a stool and you go,
yeah.
oh, shit.
This is
what it's
like.
It's so sick. So like,
yeah.
I'll stand on the stool and go into a higher cupboard. And sometimes I'll just stand there for 1 or 2 seconds longer and go, wow.
This could have been me.
this
could have been my life.
This could have been me. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm grateful for my legs and for who I am and everything.
Yeah.
But
you've always got knee surgery if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't advise it.
If I could choose to have a longer torso or longer legs, I'd obviously choose to have longer legs.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I'd just look amazing.
Well, how would they add to your torso?
How would they stretch?
How would they stretch your torso out?
How would they stretch me out? Okay, so this we bought this from Sainsbury's, didn't we, on the way here?
Oh, yeah. We've got some posh plastic for the studio.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Anna Prosecco.
It's 1:45.
It's okay.
So what do they say? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Is that
it's
the quote?
5 o'clock somewhere. And you know what? It is a Wednesday, but what better day to have Prosecco than hump day?
Hump day.
Yeah.
Maybe we make this a Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
For recording. Not sure about uploading.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do it because this is new, guys.
You're better at this than me, aren't you? I just know that we're in this new studio and I just don't want...
Woo!
Well, that was smooth.
If we were faking it till we made it, we'd make people believe that this was real glass. But because we're so hashtag real...
Yeah. You might have to froth that one in your mouth. No, you know.
Oh,
you know, like, imagine
time.
Someone's pouring for you.
Yeah.
And it starts to froth like that. How would you react if a waiter or a stranger
that
just started
amazing.
Going...
putting their mouth over it. I would send it back.
Would you?
I hate germs.
You hate germs.
I hate germs.
Me too.
There you go.
Me too. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's really far away.
To the podcast.
To the vodcast.
Vodcast.
To
yeah,
you
video
guys.
Podcast.
To anyone watching.
Yeah.
New or old.
Thank you so much. I mean, let's give a little quick hello, welcome back, new year, new us.
New year, new us, new me.
Because our viewers, normally we talk directly to camera, but lots of this is going
to
be us chatting directly
each
to each other.
And if there's anything, you know, it's just extra special, you could just break the fourth wall and just go,
yeah.
Did you hear that?
Because we want to include you guys in it.
Of
and
course.
We love eye contact.
I've realised I'm actually not as good at eye contact as I thought.
What do you mean? How did you
realise
that?
I always thought I was good at eye contact, but then when it's brought up, I'm actually not.
What? Do you think you're shifty and you don't like...
Well, I wouldn't say I'm shifty, but I'd say I look more into the surrounding areas.
No, it's because you're creative.
Thank you.
I think it's because you're like, just like...
Am I just putting...
To visualise, you're looking around the room.
Yeah.
I've never noticed you're bad at eye contact.
Really? So, for instance, I had to give a talk about something and I stood in front of a room of people and told a story.
Yeah.
And my onstage, okay, fine, it was my fiancé, said, you didn't really look into anybody's eyes. And I was like, that's really interesting. Oh. You're right. I don't remember anyone's eyes.
Yeah.
And it was true. I didn't look in anyone's eyes.
Were you just sort of looking at the tops of their heads and taking them all in?
I think I just kind of... must have been in this space, like da 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 da. Like I looked at them, I think, but maybe I just... So I want to get better at public speaking this year.
Here's to eye contact
and public speaking and this podcast and many other things.
But this is so fun.
This is fun. But
isn't this fun?
I've taken us on a tangent away from the intro that you were starting.
Oh, that's okay. We're all about tangents. Part of the reason behind this, guys, is the fact that you guys know we're the king and queen of tangents.
Tangents.
And sometimes it's hard for us to keep to one topic. And we're like, what better forum to do this in than a podcast with no theme?
There's no theme to this podcast. It's simply we set a timer. It goes off. When it stops, we have to stop talking. And we often drink Prosecco. But that's not fixed. Like, it could be a different drink.
Yeah. I think it should be other drinks.
Yeah.
Because we... Do you know what?
Okay.
You know how Prosecco is our thing. Oh. Everyone's like, Joel and Leah, Prosecco.
I feel like there's a confession coming.
Well, no, to the extent that if I'm seen drinking a gin and tonic by our viewers, they're like, what about Prosecco? As if I'm cheating on Prosecco.
That is
and I'm
so
like,
funny.
Sorry, I'm allowed to like another drink, but I love Prosecco.
Yeah.
But I love a G&T.
Yeah.
You love a vermouth. I don't know.
What's a vermouth?
I don't know.
Who is the vermouth?
Vermouth.
What's a vermouth?
No, you like rum.
I like rum.
You like rum?
I like rum with a bit of... ginger ale or ginger beer and lime and dark sugar. I think it's called Dark and Stormy. That was a really long-winded way of saying what cocktail I like.
We like Eastern Standards.
Yeah, but I think that's only a drink that exists in Soho House. So it's
really
non-relatable
niche.
Drink.
Very niche. But the point being,
we're
not glued to Prosecco.
No.
We like other drinks. Prosecco will always be synonymous with Joel and Leah.
Yeah.
But... We're an equal opportunities podcast.
Yeah, so we're giving every drink a chance.
Yeah.
I love that for us.
Yeah, same.
So cheers to the Prosecco and all other drinks.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Here's to all drinks.
Here's to all drinks. Joel, it's 2023. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
How many times are we going to cheers during this episode?
There's never enough cheers. Also, do you ever feel like if there's a big table of people and you haven't clinked one of their cheers, it's really bad luck?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, cheers, everyone. There's someone that far down. They're really far away. You're like...
You're like running down to them.
You're like, if I don't cheers you, I'm going to die. Yeah, that's real. It's really good that we got the plush plastic.
This really good quality. It looks real.
And the sound, like that silence. Imagine how clinky
we've been
it would
told not to tap too much.
Don't
and
tap.
And that you know that's hard for us because we like fidgeting.
I'm a fidgeter.
But yeah, this is New Year, New Us.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys, you can listen to this just as a podcast. It will be a podcast, but we call it a vodcast because it's also videoed. And we would love for you guys to just keep watching on YouTube because we love YouTube. That's where we started and where we'll probably end. Yeah. We'll probably die on YouTube at some point.
Oh, God.
Imagine that.
You know, it's the start and end. And every platform now wants you to be the main... Your main platform needs to be that platform. Does that make sense?
And then they champion their own. So TikTok have their TikTok favorites, their TikTokers.
Yeah.
We're YouTubers.
Exactly, through and through. So if they're going to start doing memberships on Instagram, which I've already seen, you know, it's like, hey, you can subscribe to behind the scenes access on this person's Instagram.
Yeah.
And they've only rolled it out to like US creators right now.
Yeah.
How are you going to do YouTube and your YouTube memberships and this and then do Instagram memberships? Like,
it dilutes it.
How can one creator be on every platform and every membership and every...
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
There is nothing
There's
left.
There's nothing left.
I've got nothing left.
I've got nothing. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's fatigue.
It is.
It's creator fatigue and it's not relatable because not everybody is a creator online.
No.
And creators aren't allowed to be fatigued.
No, because it's
they
not
don't
a job.
Have a job.
And it is obviously really fun.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, if we were to just do this one episode and then go off home,
yeah,
sure, it's not a job. But when you're doing regular content on a treadmill almost of like content, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all the other stuff we've got going on,
yeah,
it feels like a job.
And you're allowed to say that it's a job.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say that. And I get why the word influencer is cringe.
Yeah.
Because no one set out, well, some people did, to just be an influencer, did they? They were just like, hey, here's a thing that I like doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk about it or do it or show it. And then as a byproduct of that, they influenced people.
Exactly.
But I get why the word term influencer makes people go, oh, I'm cringing out.
Yeah.
Just end. Just stop. Yeah.
Stop.
Just stop existing.
Because I don't know about you. Mm. I do know about you.
You do.
I do.
We've been here.
We've been here before. We don't like the term influencer.
No.
And we don't want to influence people. We just want to have a good time with people. We just want to like share our fun friendship with the world and have in jokes and like, you know, do you know what I mean?
We just want to be...
We're entertainers. We're not influencers. Funny.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know. And I think the first time that we were ever said like, oh, here's a product or like, can you put this in a YouTube video or can you influence? I think for us, it was terrifying because we're like, we're not salespeople.
Yeah.
We're just
two
idiots.
Expected, if you've got a social media platform, you're expected to be a good salesperson because they're like, well, of course, like, that's what you do. You promote people's products. And it's like, what if I don't want to?
What if I just want to talk about my dog?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have a dog, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I just want to...
What if I just care about gardening?
Yeah.
And I'm not a salesperson for soil?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't going to be the Feel Sorry for Influencers podcast.
No, not
this
at
is,
all.
This is a different... This is not that. But moving on, Joel, 2023.
Yeah.
It's the year of manifestation, and I know we say it every year. Mm. I know we go, and next year it's going to be 2024, new year, new me.
Yeah,
exactly. But no, really,
yeah.
This year,
yeah,
no more bullshit.
I don't know about you, but I have noticed my self-esteem
this
year. I've noticed it now that I'm like, my self-esteem is rock bottom. Which is really depressing to say.
No.
But I've realized that lots of negativity and anxiety that I feel in life is actually probably stemming from not having good self-esteem. Don't get me wrong, I'm a confident person. Otherwise, I couldn't perform.
I'm a confident person.
But I talk so negatively to myself about myself.
Do you?
This year, I'm getting out of that.
Well done, Joel. I think a lot of us say to ourselves on a daily basis, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And then you say it out loud to someone else and you're like, I'm failing in every area of my life. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We are our own worst critics, 100,000,000%.
And of course, what you tell yourself and your words become thoughts.
Yeah.
And then your thoughts become really negative and then you end up really sad.
Oh, both of us have read The Secret.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. And it works when you implement it into your life. I found that it works.
Have you got anything recently that you've sort of manifested and then it's happened? Like even a small thing, like I'm going to manifest a car parking space and then you drive into a supermarket and there's your space.
Not very recently, but I have done that in the past.
Yeah.
And when I do it really strongly and I get really quiet and in tune with my visualizations and manifestations, it happens.
Yeah.
And I find one. Have you?
I feel like I'm very easily influenced. So if I'm around you and you say like, oh, is that door open? I'll believe it because you've said it.
Yeah.
So like it's a door with a code on it. People are like, oh, there's the door open.
Yeah.
And you're trying to manifest the open door.
Yeah.
And I go to it and it's locked. And I'm like, I believed his manifest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find it more powerful because my self-esteem is probably in a similar place.
Mm.
If someone else is on a higher vibration, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
And I'm like easily influenced by that. But if I'm with low vibrations, I'll just be as low as them.
Not to bring this back to the influencer chat, but it kind of links in.
Go on.
Don't you think it's strange that people would view, like when you said your self-esteem is low, even though mine is too, I'm like, why on earth is yours low? A, you're amazing, you're fine, and you're pretty and gorgeous and all those things. But also like, you've got loads of people, strangers on the internet who love you. So it's like, so why is your self-esteem low? Because you get told every day how funny and amazing you are. And then I think, well, obviously it's the same with me as well. So why is our self-esteem so low when we have thousands of people every day saying how great we are? Surely it should be the other way around.
I don't know, because if you don't truly believe it yourself, with or without people telling you something, it's never going to be it's never going to be there.
No.
I think that's the only way
to,
that it can be real. Like
you can't get it from anyone else.
You can't. And that's what's up. You know when other people believe in you more than you?
Yeah.
And they're like your cheerleader or yeah. your hype man. And they're like, oh, you should be doing more singing or you yeah. should be doing more of art or whatever it is you do. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't buy your own, if you don't tell yourself your own hype, then yeah. it's never going to be there.
It's so true.
So it's so true. Like, it's almost like the secret of life is be your own cheerleader.
Yeah. You got to be.
And I'm still not. No. I'm saying it on a podcast, but I'm still not.
Well, that's what we're going to work on this year. Yeah. We even had a laugh, guys, because I have paid for and downloaded a manifestation app that sends me manifestations. And before this podcast, it came on being like, I adore my body or something like that. And what is the thing that I always say about myself?
You say, I'm a greedy, horrible, fat bastard.
Exactly. And it was like the opposite of what I always tell myself, oh, that God. I'm a greedy, horrible, fat bastard. It's and so now bad. I need to, when I think about saying that, I need to go, no, I adore my body.
Yeah, I adore my
body. I adore my body.
But honestly, who looks in the mirror in the morning and goes, I adore my body and believes it?
Lizzo.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Lizzo
she
does.
She champions. That's why
yeah.
they're so successful. Their music just champions that, like, yeah. love yourself. Yeah. Imagine if you could truly believe it and create work around it.
That would be amazing.
Like, not only would you be helping so many other people, you'd also be minted.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why all of us can't be minted.
Yeah, we just have to believe it. And we're going to tell
there's
ourselves
no reason
it.
Why
there's
all of
no
us
reason.
Can't be minted.
Across to Molly May and Kim Kardashian, where she's like, oh, get your ass up and work.
Get your ass up and work.
It seems like no one wants to work these days.
Yeah, get your ass up and work.
Yeah.
That is funny. Though,
just manifest it, guys.
Do you know what? Like, there's a lot of talk at the moment of people just being completely out of touch.
Yeah.
And I know there's been a lot of chatter about Harry and Meghan.
Yes.
And I know we've probably all got Harry and Meghan fatigue because yeah. we've heard enough, haven't
I'm
we?
I'm like, give it a rest now.
Have a day off.
Have a day off.
But one thing that was so out of touch from both the documentary and the book and stuff was about where they lived in Nottingham. Not, I was about to say Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Cottage?
Yeah.
Something like that? Nottingham Cottage.
Frogmore? No, then they moved to
They lived
Nottingham
in like
Cottage
Notts Cottage, which is okay. like off High Street, Kensington, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
It's
yeah.
not inside a palace. It's just like no. a little cottage on the side. It had like oldish furniture in it, low ceilings.
Yeah.
And he slags it off in the book, but he says how rubbish it is and how when Meghan walked into the house, she said it looked like a frat house, like a fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
But you know when you're like, hun, you lived on High Street, Kensington,
yeah.
in central London, in a detached...
The most expensive borough in London.
Cottage, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you know when you're like, you can't be complaining about where you live right now.
No.
Like, there's nothing more
Not
out
to
of
mention
touch.
It was free. They didn't have to pay rent.
No rent. You live rent-free in central London. Remember when me and you were like, imagine how much we'd be able to save if we lived rent, yeah. like if we didn't pay this much rent.
Yeah. So, don't yeah. ever do that. Never calculate the rent you pay it's in a awful. Year. And you look at it and you're like...
it's painful.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a headache from talking about Harry and Meghan.
Yeah. We'll probably talk about that at some stage, but yeah, we've got Harry and Meghan fatigue.
Harry and Meghan fatigue. Like, everyone's heard enough. Everyone's like, well, I'm never going to get the other side of the story because what's their mantra?
Never complain, never explain.
Yeah, of the royal family. So yeah. Imagine me and you have a huge rift and yeah. just say we were as famous as Harry yeah. and Meg. And then one of us is never complain, never explain. And yeah. the other one says
just
everything.
Kept on, like, yeah.
Like, you're never going to know the full story and there's always a full story.
Yeah.
So I just take everything with a pinch of salt, to be honest.
Yeah, I do. I don't actually have a side. I think they need to stop now. It's like, okay, you've said your piece, so it's getting a bit like...
No, they need money.
Yeah.
They need money to support their life and
but
their security.
I'm glad that they've stepped away. They don't want to be part of the royal family. I support that. It's like, go for it. But then just give it a... Find something new.
They won't find anything new because their most clickbait story, the biggest, like, interesting story, juicy, that they can rinse for years is their pain.
Yeah.
So, of course, that what they've both been through must have been horrendous.
Yeah.
But... It's also a money machine. Yeah.
And they do have to pay for security. I get that.
They've
like,
got a big house.
Especially now, they've probably got a target on their back from lots more people because people don't like them now. I think the documentary's backfired for them.
Yeah.
Because they did the opinion polls, didn't they?
The opinion polls.
Yeah.
We weren't surveyed.
Yeah,
when they go, there's been an opinion poll in the UK and their popularity has dropped by 20%. And you're like, I was never invited to be part of a poll. Who's in the poll?
We love giving opinions
as well.
I love
a poll.
Yeah.
So when did they do this poll? And who's
no
in
idea.
It? And how have you calculated the percentage of the UK? Is it
changed.
All made up?
No, I think they just select, they go on the high street and they just select like 100 people at random and then they multiply that by however million people live in the UK and then they go, that must be it. That must be it. Yeah.
They're like, they just take over 60s and go, that must be
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's that it.
But anyway, yeah, I think we'll be back. Megan's book will come back. Megan's will make a book.
Yeah,
because then the money will run out from that book and we like need another book now. Let's do the Megan book.
Maybe and he'll do Spare too.
Maybe they'll do a screenplay.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do a West End show where they both play all of the members of the royal family.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to come with them.
No. Well, here's
Harry
to and Meghan
here's
and
Harry
the royal family.
Here's to making a lot of coin.
Yeah.
Turn your pain into coin.
Yeah, monetize your pain. It's the first rule of being an influencer.
You know what? Don't get therapy. Don't
monetize your pain. Yeah.
Get a publisher, not a therapist.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Instead of bros before hoes, publishers before therapists.
I mean, we're laughing, but it's, you know, there's definitely actual pain there. And I don't, I'm not saying that anything they've gone through is not bad. It's just that sometimes it's hard for people who have had actual. No, that's mean.
Actual pain. Yeah, I know. All like, pain is relative, isn't it, to the person?
Yeah, all pain is relative.
But at the same time, you're like, I wish I had your money and your problems.
It's like when you're eating out and you're having a fancy dinner and just say, okay, fancy dinner. Say you've had poached eggs on avocado on sourdough toast and it's costing.
I had that this morning.
Yeah, say, you know, it's £11.50 for this avocado on toast. And then you poke your knife into the egg and the egg's not runny.
Yeah.
And you go, I've been done over. But then you zoom out and you're like, I'm eating avocado on toast with a poached egg. There's people that don't have food.
Yeah.
So like you have to be like, my pain is relative.
I wouldn't react like that because I don't like runny eggs. I know it's controversial and could get me cancelled, but I like hard boiled eggs or like hard poached eggs.
What?
I don't like a runny yolk.
Okay, I don't like it like runny so that you can see the white running, but it needs to be a bit runny.
Oh, really?
What do you like? Just hard
I like
egg.
When you cut a poached egg open and there's no run, there's no drip.
What about
but
goo?
But it's soft. It's soft. It's a soft yolk, but no goo.
Wow, that's got to have a name. There's probably a name for it, like in America, where they have all the different names of their egg runniness.
Over hard, over easy,
over
medium.
Over your mum.
Over your mum.
Over everything.
Literally, they've got all or not over, sunny side up, sunny side down. Sunny side round and round.
Sunny side. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. I don't have any more. Yeah. There's probably a name for the way you like your eggs.
Yeah, probably. But I get your point. It's like when Leah complains about the salad in Nando's and I'm like, hun, it's Nando's.
Because the salad in Nando's is always like brown and it's like started to get sad.
The tomato's
and
a bit wrinkly.
Tomatoes are wrinkly. And I just say, I'm sorry. This salad is old. And then they kind of look at me as if to say like, that not many people are ordering salad in Nando's. Like, that's not our speciality. I just have to, you know, remember my
where
pain is relative. Yeah. I'm in Nando's.
And it's valid. Okay, you're allowed to be upset by the lettuce.
Am I?
Yeah. You can do what you want.
Yeah, I can be upset by the lettuce. But you're right, there's bigger things to be upset about.
Yeah.
In life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a pain I've had recently that was pointless pain.
Emotional or physical?
Any, like, emotional, like being like, oh, I'm devastated about that. No, there's loads. That's the thing. If you're like that, you live in a constant state of disappointment.
Well, yeah, why focus on
you're
things?
Right.
One of my manifestations was something about like what's happened in the past is not who I am and like I'm moving forward now or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, why dwell on the past?
Why dwell?
Why dwell?
Joel?
Yeah.
I didn't set the timer.
Oh, how long have we been talking?
I didn't set any timer.
See, guys, we set a timer because we know what we're like. We just don't stop talking. And I was thinking we've been talking for a while.
It's been a while because I looked at the clock when we started and it's been about half an hour of talking.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up and get on to the second episode.
I feel like we covered nothing.
We covered nothing but everything.
What did we cover? 2023.
Manifestation.
Self-doubt,
low self-esteem.
Harry and Meghan. Oh, I need to be nicer to them. It's just...
No, I think we're very clear in that we haven't picked a side. I like the royal family and I like Harry and Meghan. I do think Harry and Meghan have gone a bit too hard. I'm like, fair enough, the Oprah interview.
Right.
Like, you've said your piece now. Why the book? Why the documentary? Why, like, just...
Well, it's just money.
It's money.
It's money. If they really just wanted to say their side of the story, they'd just do a little YouTube video.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, this is our side story. We're not even putting ads on this.
Yeah.
But no, it's the 100 million Netflix or whatever they got paid, 40 mil, 100... There's all these numbers flying around. No one knows.
No.
Unless you're Netflix, you don't know what they got paid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
But we don't... We're not taking... We're not here to slag anyone off.
No. But if Meghan found the videos that we made years ago being like first impressions of the new royal family member, I think she'd be disappointed in us.
Or maybe.
Because we didn't believe her, did we?
Well, we didn't. But again, that was nothing to do... Like, I feel like everyone gave... Like, everyone was excited about Meghan. And they acknowledged that in the documentary. It was the press that turned against her. They were like, when we first got engaged, the British public were over the moon and they were so excited for Meghan.
Yeah.
It was the press that have sort of printed... potential lies and turned everyone against her. But we were excited about Meghan, but I was just like, she's an actress, so is she going to want to go back to Hollywood and be in acting productions again? Which I wouldn't be surprised if you see Meghan making another appearance in, like,
in a show.
A show, which, good for you, do it.
Do you know who's the real winner of all of this? Suits.
Suits.
They got so many views because everyone was like, well, who is she? And we were told in England that this was a huge celebrity from Suits. But then...
The Americans have told us that she isn't.
She's not.
Anyway,
on that note...
We're wrapping up.
We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Prosecco, self-doubt, self-esteem. I'm just covering what we covered.
Yeah.
You're right. We did cover a lot.
We covered a lot. And that is what this podcast is about. Maybe eventually it will find a theme and a structure. Maybe eventually we'll have guests.
No, never.
Never.
No, we will have guests.
Yeah.
But only if they can get on board with no structure.
Yeah. Only if they can join in with our chats. Not so it's like fully interview. We don't want to interview.
Much.
We want a person to join in with our chats.
Yeah. Like, what's your opinion on self-doubt?
Yeah. That's so much more interesting.
I'd rather learn from them
than
be like, tell us about your childhood.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, guys.
Well, on that note, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for watching and for listening. Don't forget, we're here on YouTube as our main platform. So please subscribe if you're not already a subscriber.
Yeah.
Anything else? Parish notices?
Follow us on wherever you get your podcasts if you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Or do both if you want to do both.
Do both.
But yeah, we're so excited for this new year, new us.
New year, new us.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time, guys.
Bye.